You start to come down. The fragmenting of your mind has been so complete that as the drug begins to wear off, you are left a twitching, awful mess.
You do nothing but drool and shake.
Unable to form a single thought. The police are unable to explain where the dead dolphin and the thousands of peacock feathers came from. And your state-appointed psychiatrists are at a loss as to why you might have smashed all those alarm clocks. Perhaps most curiously of all, a man in black claiming to work for the FBI confiscated the machine they found in the middle of your room. You were dumped into the street, having been declared cured to save costs. The psychiatrists who were treating you decide that you're a write-off. And it doesn't take long for them to declare you legally sane. Writing off your expenses as an episode of stress-induced anxiety. You are unceremoniously dropped from their caseload, and what a relief it is for them. When you get back to your old apartment, you find the locks have changed. You were evicted during your brief incarceration, and all your things are left on the curb. There's only a few of your things left there now. You give up and become homeless. You were always tough. You live on the streets, sleeping in alleys, in people's sheds. You mug and rob. You steal and cheat. You get high every day on those unforgiving streets.